From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In this segment, a look at stories beyond the war in Iraq. Investors learned about another enormous accounting scandal last week. Securities regulators say HealthSouth of Birmingham, Alabama, has been cooking its books for well over a decade. HealthSouth is the nation's largest chain of rehabilitation hospitals. In just the past few years, the company overstated profits by a reported $1.4 billion. The scheme was allegedly driven by the company's founder and CEO, Richard Scrushy, but many other HealthSouth executives may have participated. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
If the allegations are true, HealthSouth practiced a surprisingly old-fashioned kind of fraud. It didn't do what Enron did, set up shadow companies or buy exotic derivatives.
It was a particularly flagrant fraud in which the company reported inflated revenues.
John Coffey is a professor at the Columbia Law School.
And then, to account for where the money from these fictitious profits went, they falsely reported that they had acquired very expensive assets, for example, real estate. They might acquire an office building and list it as worth $10 million when it was worth $2 million.
Every quarter, Wall Street analysts project what a public company will earn. According to the allegations, when HealthSouth was in danger of reporting smaller earnings, CEO Richard Scrushy would tell executives to, quote, fix it. The aim was to keep HealthSouth's stock price high. The Securities and Exchange Commission says Scrushy personally benefited. He earned millions of dollars in bonuses and some $77 million in profits on stock sales. Scrushy was a familiar and flamboyant figure on Wall Street. He founded HealthSouth in the mid-1980s with $50,000 and made it the dominant player in its niche. Analyst Frank Morgan of Jefferies & Company has followed HealthSouth since its inception.
The company had been really one of the darlings on Wall Street, one of the best performing small to mid-cap healthcare services growth stocks there was out there, and it was just, it was a real darling.
Behind the scenes, things were more complicated. The SEC complaint says that as far back as 1997, executives tried to persuade Richard Scrushy to stop the fraud. He allegedly rebuffed them, saying in effect, not as long as he had stock in the company. The fraud became so ingrained in the company's culture that executives developed a whole language to describe it. The difference between actual earnings and Wall Street's estimated earnings was called the hole. The fictitious earnings were called dirt. The executives who were in the know were called family members. Their gatherings were described as family meetings. One of the family members, a former chief financial officer named Weston Smith, blew the whistle earlier this month. That doesn't surprise Columbia Law professor John Coffey.
I think this is the kind of scheme that would have exploded sooner or later.
The whistleblower has become the first to face criminal charges. The government promises many more will follow. Richard Scrushy has said through his lawyers that he is shocked by the allegations. Meanwhile, investors are dealing with their own shock. They want to know how much money did HealthSouth really make? And what are its assets really worth? The company says it's scrambling for answers as it tries to fend off bankruptcy. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.